morning, everybody.
Jai Sachidananda.
Where do you want me to sit? Here. Good morning. Jai Sachidananda. Jai Sachidananda. Jai Sachidananda. Jai
Sachidananda. Brown one, you're comfortable. You want
to? We angle too much. So, January 25th, 2012, Puja Deepak Bhai first. Live satsang after the brilliant Parayan of Haptavani 4 as he crosses over to Lord Shri Krishna, my Lord. I am verily as absolutely pure as you are. I have entered the territory of purity, but grant me this vision so that no evidence of impurity will be considered as mine. As it unfolds in discharge, laying beautiful small roses at the base of the Nididhyasana image, Nididhyasana, the big eyes, the two major eyes, the image of Nani Purush Tadashri, as he walks over to the Shivalinga, the symbolic representation of the embodiment of salvation of the world. As he faces now the people who have gathered, significantly reduced number now. This is the people from Simandar city, early morning, people have a weekday. So I would say there are about a couple thousand people here, about 2,000. And those are the 2,000 homes that are around there, here in Simandar city, more than 2,000 though. Wearing a green olive half sleeve winter jacket, raising his arms above his head, as do everyone else, and we now all take a seat. Yes, sir. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Jai Sachidanand. Morning, good morning, morning. Morning. Yeah, namaskar, Jai Sachidanand. He has taken seat. If you all, any one of you have any questions, please send them over to in writing. Or you have tomorrow. How many of you have tomorrow? You're leaving? Who else? The two of you are leaving. Three leaving. Alright. So
you wrote a question.
Yeah, right, right. Did you write a question? Oh. Okay, good. You're NRI, non-resident Indians.
Oh, really? Oh,
no, it's okay. Non-resident Germans, we will call it. That's all right. You will be considered NRIs. So Uber wrote Sachidanand. Let's just go there. Let's go there. Take our chairs. Huh? I bow to the Supreme One who is established. Absolute One within you. Did you all enjoy the Shibir and the Parayan? Did you all enjoy the Shibir and the Parayan? That is good. Alright. Until you get the next Shibir, let us just continue to... So until you get the next Shibir, you will get it. So just continue to... the more veils will be removed from you as you enter into this. In Sakram Vignan is such that it removes the old disease and will not let new disease creep in. Let us take some questions now. Nimesh Vela, Nimesh, inka thodu volume vadhare. Jai Sachidanand,
in this recent...
And that we learned that in Kali Yuga, the people you get bound because of speech. I have, Shailesh has hurt a lot, others a lot through speech. And if I do not get my pride fed, then I get irritated and colleagues run away from me. Up until now I used to believe that they do not understand my level of understanding. But why am I hurting other people? Why is hurtful speech is coming out? How can I have speech that is helpful to others and sweet to others, along with a sincere speech? Yeah, now we are aware of it, so be more aware. And so on the days when you have hurt other human beings through your speech, then make Shailesh do pratikraman for it. And then when you do not get enough respect, or when there is suffering because of people did not respect you, then consider them as beneficial and benevolent towards you. They are upkari files, and move forward. You have to see Shailesh. The gentleman's name is Shailesh. He's from Houston. Then see on what basis was your ego arising? Was it on the basis of a hunger for pride, hunger for more of something, greed? Was it a hunger? And so when you continue to hurt other human beings in this way, you will not be able to come out of it. So therefore you need to analyze it, and then there will be suffering inside, and there will be obstacles. When there are obstacles to you, and as you see more of it, you will feel it will decrease. As you see more of it will decrease. See the suffering and see where the pleasure arises, and do not become the enjoyer of the pleasure. Let's know that it is the pleasure that is arising. Most of the time there is a suffering of the pain, and occasionally there is a suffering of the pleasure. And when there is a suffering of the entering into both of them, there is, you're setting yourself up for more of the same in the discharging. And so Jagruti, awakened awareness of who you are, is a critical thing. I would like to understand this Apta Sutra. See, now when you even when you do not have, it's an Apta Sutra, even if I do not have Gnan, if I do not allow leakage of the penance, then you see, when there is suffering, when you then an opportunity for penance arises, you have the opportunity for penance. But when you become the sufferer, that is the leakage. When you become the sufferer, that is the leakage. When you remain the knower and see the hot plate becoming hotter and redder from a gray plate, and that is all not allowing the leakage. And this is so when you if you know that it is your illusory attachment, supposing you're expecting 100 and you got 98 only, then your intellect will do kach, will bicker because you did not get the 2%. But it does not let you look at the 98 that you received, and therefore it is all leakage. It is leakage due to, do I have to look at the leakage of only the illusory attachment, moha? No. You have to look at the leakage of your inner knot. If you have If you have a huge amount of man or pride or self-respect, then you have to look at the leakage there. Leakage means you did not allow the penance to happen. To allow the penance to happen means to remain as the S capital self and to see the small SCLF ego burning away. You are the eternal one, this one is the passing clouds below you. So, there's a lady who saw her jewelry and she says, it's not my own jewelry, it is. When the moment I said my jewelry, I became so upset because, you know, she became upset because she was afraid what saying my jewelry would mean to her in her spiritual progress. You do not see the illusory attachment, moha, the deception that deludes you into believing that I am Katya is so intense that it does not allow any penance to happen. There is a constant state of being tanmayakar, the body mind form only. And so So even afterwards you can look at it and say, yes, Katya became absorbed in Katya instead of being aware in the S capital self, and then you kind of regress from it or revert from it. And then I was a little worried about the way I looked at it, she says. Okay, so it's the intellect will show you the deficiency and the faults of the others only, that it is her illusory attachment, his illusory attachment, moha, will not let you see. The moment you say this is his moha or her moha, then obviously you yourself are in moha, are you not? And that is it. That is the, and she's laughing away, discussing about how her intellect shows her the attachment of her son or the attachment of her husband, but not her own attachment or illusory attachment. Next. Okay, now let's not go. Move around. We'll go. Let's give another question. Dadavani, November 11. When you see the mistake of the other person, it is automatically the mistake of your own self, is it not? When you see somebody's mistake, are you not only seeing the mistake of the other person, Dada says, and that is your mistake. The moment you see any mistake of the other person, you are clearly in mistake because you have become Katya, you have become Petronila, supposing when you see that there is some money missing or they become less, then immediately you think of, maybe has the servant taken it or is the cleaner lady taken it? But you see, the mind will say that maybe she has taken it, maybe the maid who cleans the home has taken it, but that is just a thought. But then if you see it, seeing means, how can you, have you ever seen her? Seeing means to really see whether you have actually seen her taking the money or maybe you have misplaced it. But instantly the mind will say, oh, he must have taken it or she must have taken it. And that is the mind which is diseased, and the vision of the self will let you see the evidences before you really say anything. Even if you see him stealing, he's still flawless. Even he is flawless. It is happening. So it's a very beautiful Dadavani, by the way, November 2011. A beautiful Dadavani on seeing the faults. If you haven't had a chance, it is worth reading. And even if you haven't said anything to the thief, I mean to the maid or the, she will receive the messages that he is thinking negatively about me. She will receive the vibrations. And so this whole world is full of vibrations. Why? Do you just understand how come? So he says, what Dada has said it, so it's 100% correct. Do not really try to kind of dissect it in terms of how. In the moment you see somebody at fault, is it not your fault? Because you have become a Katya, then you're saying it. It is how? How can you remain the S capital self if you see the fault of someone? The moment you give an opinion about another person, it's a mistake because you have slipped away from who you are. And if two other people are coming and talking to you at the same time, you should be seeing the pure souls within those people who are being talked about, who are not in front of you, instead of just joining in their conversation and becoming part of the faulty crowd of the next one. Only one question, huh? Just because you get a microphone doesn't mean you get to ask two questions. Yeah, he'll get a chance. What is Atma Virya means the energy of the S capital self. What happens when Atma Virya expresses? Atma Virya means the energy of the S capital self. It means you with ragta, the freedom from any attachment or aversion is happening for you. That's as simple as that. Nothing of the relative seems to drag you into a I am Jhansi, or this is happening to me, or I'm Alisha and this is happening to me. So that means the energy of the self are now arising. But you see, when we say, and this happens when you settle a file with equanimity, when an external work is spoiling, at that time, if you remain in the equanimous state of who you really are, then energy of the self is arising, S capital self is arising, you see. And then if it happens to be a human being through whom the work seemingly got spoiled, then you need to energize with your S capital energy to the other person, saying, my friend, don't be afraid. Don't be concerned. Everything. Let's see how we can improve it. So, and you need to address the pure soul and who resides within this human being and try to comfort him, because he knows he has messed it up. He knows that it is he has spoiled it. So you don't need to tell him anything. Next one. Jai Sachidanand.
My question
is on penance, tapa. Then Deepak Bhai says, when ladies talk about penance, that means they are going to rise very high. Because they don't want to enter into penance. And the slightest adversity, it comes to you, they really just immediately start complaining, or you know, try to find another way, solution by like an octopus through the other tentacle of minus. Because they don't even remember penance, forget about doing it. Not even 1% of penance comes in. And they push away the person or the nimit who is the nimit of their adversity. In other words, if this is a person or a thing that is the cause of their adversity, I'm not talking about you, lady. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about generally. You see, when you're giving the answer, you become a superior and then you're giving the answer. I know. You don't want to talk at the same level. You want to talk from the superior level. And when and you're willful now. You want to have it your way only. This is the way I want it. And so then, then you say, oh, I do not want to be insulted, because if he says something and I'll upset, so I'm not going to say anything. At work, I used to have to do penance because I have to work with colleagues at work. Yes, when there is suffering, when you set evidences of ignorance, you will suffer. When you set evidences of knowledge, nimit, vyavastit, doer, akarta, atma, self, non-self, then you will not have any suffering. Are you seeing any mistakes of others? Are you doing pratikraman? Yes. Okay, so that's very good. That means you're in good. So now you don't need to interfere in any of this. You just need to remember Dada and just ask for the energies to really make this intellect go away so that you will not see the faults of others. I even talked about this to Nirumashi, she says. He says, when your little things are there, of course you'll be able to do very good. But when the major adversity or a major problem arises, that is when you'll rebel and you will complain and that I don't want to do this, etc. Sometimes it may be like an earthquake, but you do not want to. When the merit karma is unfolding, everything is nice and pleasant in front of you, so there is no need for penance, is there? It is when the sinful karma are expressing, demerit karma are expressing, when your moha is burning, your illusion is burning, when your pride is burning, when what you want to do and your willful intent is not giving its desired results, and your willfulness is being given a big kick, that is when you really need to enter into the natural saha, tapa, tapa, penance opportunity that arises. Next one. Sirish Patel, the lady first and then Sirish Patel. Okay, so he's telling Sirish Bhai, just go ahead and you ask a question because this lady is way in the back and they're trying to get her a microphone. Okay. Jai Sachi lady. I want to know some more about Samaik. When we are doing satsang in a group, when we do three mantra, then we see a DVD, and after the DVD, we do the aarti, etc., and then we then light a lamp. But those who are watching DVD, they find it very long because the Charanmadi is very long. So people in my group in satsang, they find it very long because by the time we do the whole Charan Vidhi and then we do the video and so then I said just let's do the DVD only and then we will do only the important parts of the Charan Vidhi and then as soon as it's over they talk about worldly stuff. And one day I heard Dada Vani. So then Dada said that it is your own account, that it is why but I feel that other people around me are at fault because they are not following through your prescription, which is you got to go like this, Charan Vidhi, DVD, Samayik, Aarti, etc. What's going on? And then they want food first, so I gave them food first. So now she's clearly having conflicts with her satsang group because of the prescribed regimen, which is not being followed. Deepak Bhai says that why don't you talk to Dimple and then figure it out? And whatever you decide is fine. Deepak Bhai didn't want to enter into it. Until then, you do the pratikraman because you are the complainer. You are the complainer, therefore it is you do the pratikraman. And so when the circumstances arise, then do it. Now the next one is from Sirish Bhai. And the next one is Grit.
September Dada.
September. Sirish Bhai is September Dada. Grit. Great. Next question is yours. So go in the front. Yeah. Go with Hanupai. So the I-ness is on the basis of karma, says Dada. Potapanu September.
Potapanu age
And Potapanu, the I-ness is the Upadan. It is because of ignorance this is happening. Yes, the conflict happened because of karma. But beyond that, the awakened one says, I do not want the conflict. And therefore, once he has come into the understanding, therefore he does not enter into the conflict anymore. And to reverse, that is a reversal. That is on the Purusharth. It is not, he makes a strong decision that I'm not going to enter into conflict, I'm going to come back to my home. And then, Upadan is the internal development, and that he knows. Upadan means a spiritual stock, life after life, in which he says becoming angry is wrong. I do not want to be there. I don't want to go there. You see, even he may not have Jnana, he knows. In September, the stronger you are, the stronger will be your nishchay. And the one who is very weak will be heavy into sexuality. The one who is stronger will not be delving or will not be running into sexuality. Why is that weakness remaining in sexuality? Because inside there is no pratigna. That means going in the opposite direction. He has not decided that this is not what I do not want. And then the nishchay of Brahmacharya, the relative, helps him. Otherwise the kashayas will dissipate him away and eat him away. Because he has, in the relative, he has a relative interest in sexuality. Therefore, because he is interested, he goes there. You know, the sexuality, the sexual tendencies are not stronger than you. You are much stronger, but you are not even looking in this direction. So how can you be helped? Okay, now he just corrected himself. He says, Potapanu, I-ness is not dependent on karma. And there is two types of Potapanu. I am right, I am superior, I am good. That is separate. But now his vision has changed, that I am pure soul. I am correct, I am superior, I am a manager of this organization, etc. These are all and say, now there is the awakened awareness who still says, you know, in what way are you superior, in what way are you inferior, all of that in a very subtle level. At the subtler level there is the I-ness. And so when the final ignorance goes away, I-ness in discharge is still part of ignorance. But you know, in that very I-ness, at the very subtle level, there is a shift from I am not superior. And the subtle mind, speech, intellect, and intellect is on the basis of ignorance, whereas this very subtle I-ness is, which is even below the man, buddhi, chitta, hankar, is based on residual ignorance. And when the residual ignorance leaves, then the I-ness will leave. Somebody will say, I cannot do without a cup of coffee in the morning. But, you know, he's drinking it. But the one in the middle says that I cannot do without a cup of tea, and that is the residual ignorance. You know, the drinking of the tea or the coffee is happening in the relative, in the discharge. But to say that I cannot do without it is the I-ness. And it is below the antakaran. The antakaran, the mind, the intellect, chit and ego that is discharging is part of the discharging part of the ignorance. Whereas there is another very subtle part of ignorance, which is the entrenched belief that this is the way. Because beyond that, beyond the potapanu, beyond the I-ness, are you, the S capital self. And so this is a very subtle shift. You know, in the after Gnanvidhi, we have the belief has changed that I am not Katya, I am not Petronila, I am pure soul. But then in the discharging process, the more the I-ness leaves, the more you will come into the experience of the S-capital self. Yes. It says Potapanu, the I-ness is not on the basis of karma. So the gross and the subtle are on the basis of karma, and then this other one is the I-ness is on the basis of your ignorance. The awakened one still has got a residual belief. So he'll say, I cannot do without a coffee. When really, you can do without a coffee, but you just say it and therefore you continue to perpetuate it, see? So there is three components. Pratiti is a conviction. Pratiti, you have 100% that I'm pure soul, I'm not Shirish. In awareness, you are 15%. And then this 98% which really remains is the I-ness. That is the lack of the experience. You see, that means you, even though you have become the soul, now by 98% you are lacking the experience of the who you exactly are, S capital. And therefore, if you become very strong in the S capital self, then the 98 will become 97, and ultimately it becomes zero. When it becomes zero, you will have the clear and the absolute and the distinct experience of the S capital self. Where so? When the unpleasant arises in front of you, and when you do not become absorbed in that which is happening, and you remain separate in it, then you would have moved away from even the residual I-ness that is remaining in ignorance. In other words, it's kind of interesting. Deepak Bhai says the gross and the subtle are part of vyavasthit and part of karma, whereas the subtler I, the sukshmatar ego, the one who just continues to behave in discharge as if I am Jhansi, is on the basis of residual ignorance. Which doesn't have to be so. There are some. He says when you know he just cleared up one of the issues, because actually Dada in Aptavani 12 says that you have had 12-15% experience of the self. But Deepak Bhai says, no, that is the awareness, 15% awareness of the self. Because you have not gone into the tap, the penance, therefore you will not come to the level of the experience. So there is a little bit of a lack of alignment between what Deepak Bhai is saying versus what Dada is saying in Aptavani 12. We'll have to pull out the reference. Shirish Bhai has gone into it already. When we recently finalized the translation, we came into it. But anyway, we'll leave it at that right now. But when we out of ignorance, the kashayas sprout in front of you, anger, greed, deceit, and pride, and it, you know, you get drawn into it. But even if you are very strong, you get drawn into it, and therefore. Supposing you say that I am correct. You know that you are not correct theoretically, but it has not come into practice, because when you're talking to somebody, automatically you behave as if you're right, you talk as if you're right, you know, you talk as if you are the know-it-all, etc. So when it comes, you know that you are wrong. To say that I am right is not true, that is not the Potapanu. But at that time, but you know, you automatically, when somebody is talking, you butt in and you start talking as if you know it. So that means you behave, and so you have become Tanmayakar. And at that time, when it happens, at that time, the vyavasthit is such that you will become absorbed in that which is unfolding. But at that time, because you had multiplied it in ignorance in the past life, and it's going to express in discharge too. But at that time, if you have the awareness that you know that you should know that here is the ego of I am right, and superior is coming in. And so if everybody is saying let it go, so if you let go, you can let go too. But so you need to focus your awakened awareness light on that, on I am superior, I am right, and therefore you'll become free from it. So that is now, that means in discharge, because the discharge will give its effect, but at that time you have become aware. The aware one remains aware and does not get more burnt in the fire of discharge when it's discharging. So potapanu means the residual ignorance at the subtlest level is on the basis of ignorance, has arisen in the ignorance, and it is knowledge, and knowledge itself has now kind of blended into ignorance. So it is a shift from gnan to agnan at that level. It is it does not let you remain separate. It is very difficult. Potapanu, the last remnant of I-ness in this charge is such that it will not let you remain the awakened one. It will essentially kind of drag you into the tanmayakar state, the absorbed state, and therefore you will behave as if you are kacha or you are uva. Because it has not come into the level of the experience. You see, when it has come to the level of the experience, when you, Y capital, have arisen to the level of the E capital experience, then regardless of what happens, there will be no entry. That means that is the Tanmayakar. Remember the fourth level, it is you do not become Tanmayakar, and that is the... The most critical thing is kashayas are the problem, not what is discharging. Vishay, sexuality is very part of peripheral body, the Mangardas, you know, whereas kashayas is the one that is the problem. Sex is not the problem. The physical sex is not the problem, but the kashayas that arise in the process of interacting with another physical body is the problem. And so, whatever you do, service you do, the translation you do, etc. Whatever knowledge you have, you serve. You see, you're doing translations, you're doing service for this organization. You see? But it is on the basis of the knowledge that is the mixed discharge pratishtatma. But to believe that I am doing it is a problem. We need to know that this person is now Genkin, that I am doing this work now, I am doing this work. And he says, many times Dada used to say, who made you a doctor, to Niruma? Who made you a doctor? What a stupid doctor you are. Now Dada was trying to break her ego of I'm something, I'm a doctor, so and so. And so then when that final ego of the sense, then when even that breaks away, when that final sense that I'm somebody in whatever I do, when that goes away, that is when this knowledge, this beautiful gnan will manifest in a natural way. Because there is always, when you're good in your relative work, you know, there is always that sense that I'm doing it. You know, sometimes you say, oh, we had a fantastic program, you know. If somebody comes and tells you, you know, somebody says anything negative about Dada to you, Suresh Bhai, you'll get so very upset. Why do you need to get upset? Are you carrying the Dada organization on your head? You see, in other words, this is how it is always. There is always a sense that I'm doing it. Even though it is being done through your medium, that is also the residual I-ness. That is the potapanu. It is happening. You have the knowledge, but you're not seeing who this is happening to. You are not seeing it as it is. He's giving another example of...
Dr. Kasija,
You know, you already have knowledge of allopathic medicine in pediatrics, but you do not have, you have zero knowledge in Ayurvedic or homeopathic. And so how can you talk about the other knowledges, you know, the other? But you see, when somebody says something, immediately your protection of your knowledge is, oh, you know, these people don't know anything. So in the negativity towards homeopathy or other branches come in. And that is the I-ness. The peripheral senses are effective. The mind, speech and body is effective. So when the sexual energy arises within the body, the external sexuality is attracted and the sexual act happens. And the ego says, I enjoyed sex, but really the kashais then begin because there is a misunderstanding. The middle one now, the Mishra Chetan starts entering into it, and the kashais enter into it, and then they happen. And so, sex is a physical thing, but the because if you have a very strong ego, then you can remain away from sexuality. Because I say, I don't want to eat, I don't want to have sex. But how can you deal with these kashais that are going on about it, you see, at the subtle level? Next one, this is from Grit.
We learn that everything that has charged.
You can go there, you can walk there, you can go behind,
so
stand up.
Yes. The question is, can an increase applied gnan change the discharge?
Can gnan change discharge? No, gnan cannot change discharge. Gnan, knowledge of the self, can.
When we practice in 5 minutes,
when you are in.
We are solving five. We are coming to solve something. Part is little charge, but that is not helping to remain in worldly life. That will help to reach towards the Mahavati Kshetra and towards ultimate salvation. So that is not real charge.
So I have asked you, કે જો જ્ઞાન વધારે વાપરવામાં આવે તો આપણે ડિસ્ચાર્જ બદલાવી શકીએ છીએ?
નો.
If I am more in gnan, can I change my discharge? No.
You cannot change. You can separate from discharge.
You can remain separate from discharge.
Feel no suffering of discharge.
Effect is effect. It cannot be changed.
With or without gnan?
Yeah, with or without gnan.
Yeah, the only thing is you will remain separate. You can remain separate. Petronila is asking a question.
Okay.
Petronila is in a situation all understanding or she's standing on a platform and all walls are breaking away. So and she doesn't know how to handle this now. There's always the feeling you have to do something but I don't know what to do.
So
and I know this is a doership and just to remain calm and wait for the right input.
Can you repeat your question about the language?
Okay. So Petronella is standing right now on a platform where no walls have been made. And she is a little bit nervous about the situation because in the relative world, she thinks she has something to do, but there is no power to do it.
No walls are there? No walls?
Also here it is
I'm a little bit lonely and I do not have anybody to depend on and I don't have a security blanket.
Just remain in the calm situation and wait for the right input.
You can say just
should I just continue to see what unfolds in Vyavasthit? Shall I wait for Vyavasthit to... Yes, you'll have to have patience, says Deepak Bhai, patience. And then sing Dada Bhagwan Asim Jai Jakar Ho. Dada, I'm surrendering my helpless situation to you. That's all. I'm kind of lonely. And
ask for strength from Dada, that who Dada is giving us strength to stay in the five labras and to deal with these five.
And that will help you not.
Okay, Jai Sachidananda.
And
then the inner Dada will open up the Suj. The inner Dada will guide you and prompt you and inspire you. The Dada within you, the Absolute Self, will inspire you.
It is said that one of the differences that their speech, thought, and actions are totally aligned, and that is so much more beautiful than here of this Bharatchitra. So my question is, can people bind karma there too? And can they fall back to this earth? How is there an animal possible? So can they bind negative karma and positive karma?
And Mahavidya Kshetra, there is unity of mind, speech and body. But do they bind people in Mahavidya Karma, charge karma there? And how do they enter into animals? When Lord Mahavir was there, there were the rest of the world too. But you know,
some people came to contact with Lord Mahavir, but the whole rest of the world, they were binding all kinds of karmas, and even in the presence of Mahavir, the people who have come into contact with Mahavir also have found such heavy karmas that they have even gone to hell also.
એટલે ભગવાન સિમંદર સ્વામી પાસે બીજી દુનિયા છે જ્યાં કર્મબંધ થાય છે અને કર્મના ફળનો પણ છે, ફક્ત ભગવાન પાસે નજીક આવ્યા અને આત્મજ્ઞાનવાળા હોય એ લોકો જ મોક્ષી જાય છે, બીજી બધી દુનિયા આવી રહી છે.
સિમિલરલી ઇન મહાવદેવ ક્ષેત્ર ઓલ્સો પીપલ હુ હેવ કમ ઇન્ટુ કોન્ટેક્ટ વિથ લોર્ડ સિમંદર સ્વામી, દે હેવ ઓબટેન્ડ ધ નોલેજ ઓફ ધ સેલ્ફ, આત્મજ્ઞાન, એન્ડ દે વોન્ટ ટુ ગેટ લિબરેશન, સો દે આર મૂવિંગ ફોરવર્ડ ઇન ધેટ ડિરેક્શન. But the rest of the world is very similar in other ways to this world itself.
એટલે હવે બહુ જૂજ એવું કોઈ કાઢી શકે, બહુ જ ખરાબ કર્મ થતું ગયું હોય એને કપટ ને મોહ અને બધું ખૂબ કપટ વધતો જાય તો એ કદાચ પરક્ષેત્ર પાછો આવી શકે, બાકી નહીં તો ત્યાંના ત્યાં રહે છે અને અહીંના અહીંયા જ રહે છે. આ તો ફક્ત દાદા એવી શોધી કાઢ્યું કે ભાઈ અહીંથી મહાવીરજીથી મોક્ષ ખુલ્લો છે, તો આપણને એનું કારણ એ બધા એનો પુરુષાર્થ બતાવ્યો.
A very small number of people, a very tiny amount of people, once in a while it may occur that they find such heavy karma again that they have to come back here to this Bharatchitra or this world. They may be having such heavy karma of deceit and illusion and attachment that they may come back here. Dada has found out such a science, only Dada has found out that the people here can find such karma that they can go to in the next life to Mahavidya. Otherwise, people in Mahavidya continue to stay in Mahavidya, and people in Bharatchitra continue to stay in Bharatchitra usually.
So that means for sure that all of us who go to Mahavidya Kshetra, that we definitely will meet Simanda Swami and go to Moksha.
Definitely.
Nancy.
My question is, when events arise and I'm seeing them and I'm getting the vision of what comes as Dada's words, the faults of the sufferer, all those flash, there's something that arises that laughs at Nancy's intellect that is has been seen in all these actions and the clarity, when the clarity comes in. And sometimes that laughter is like, it keeps me from seeing more subtly of what really is going on. So what is the laughter, another ego that is arising? What is that? What is happening?
કે છે કે જ્યારે પરિસ્થિતિઓ ઊભી થાય છે ત્યારે અંદરથી દાદાના શબ્દો ઊભી નીકળે છે કે ભાઈ ભોગવે એની ભૂલ છે અને એવા બધા શબ્દો, અને અમુક વખતે એવું બને છે કે પોતાની બુદ્ધિ ઉપર હસવું આવે છે, અને એ હસવામાં મને પ્રશ્ન એ છે કે એ હસવામાં અને હસવામાં હું વધારે સૂક્ષ્મતામાં જઈ નથી શકતી, એ પોતાની બુદ્ધિ ઉપર હસવું એ જાતનો અહંકાર તો નથી?
ના ના, એવું નથી. ઉઠાવ પોતાની બુદ્ધિ પર હશે અને બુદ્ધિ ખાલી થાય પોતે જ્ઞાનમાં દેશે.
નો નો, ધ લાફિંગ એટ યોર ઇન્ટેલેક્ટ ઇઝ નોટ એન ઈગો. ઇન ફેક્ટ, ઇફ યુ લાફ એટ યોર ઈગો, ઇફ યુ લાફ એટ યોર ઇન્ટેલેક્ટ, ઇટ વિલ ડીક્રીઝ એન્ડ ઇટ વિલ ગેટ એમ્પ્ટી આઉટ.
અને ઈગો ડિઝોલ્વ થાય છે. ઈગો બુદ્ધિ પર અસર ના થાય. બુદ્ધિનો જ પરિણામ હોય બુદ્ધિ સાથે, એટલે એનો રક્ષણ જ કરે. આ તો ઈગોથી ઉપર પ્રજ્ઞામાં બેસીને આપણે હસીએ છીએ. હું મારી બુદ્ધિએ આવો તો છું.
So the ego is dissolving when you are laughing at your intellect. The ego will never allow you to laugh at your intellect. So actually when you are laughing at your intellect, your ego is dissolving. And so it is getting less and less.
In pragnama desi ne, our ego ne chuyi chi.
At least you are staying in the prajna shakti, the representative of the soul, the prajna shakti, and then you are laughing at the intellect. So that is not, cannot be considered as ego when you laugh at your intellect.
Jai Sachidanand. They appreciate the questions from the West. Now the little claps there. And then now next question, Bhavini. Or no, this gentleman here is Praveen. He is from Australia. He is with our group here. Now is... his microphone being adjusted. he's still got a bunch of questions in his hand, Pujya Deepak Bhai, but...
Hello. जय श्री राम. जय हम तो पगला यहाँ से नजदीक में आए
हैं और
एक्सपेंस इज क्वाइट नाइस.
हम क्या, आई हैव कम हियर फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम.
हम हर साल इस समय पर हम यहाँ आए हैं.
परफेक्ट. इट्स बीन अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल ओकेशन फॉर मी.
सम थिंग सिंस लास्ट 3 मंथ्स आई बीन फॉलोइंग वेरी डिफरेंट पेज. गुरु पूर्णिमा और गणपति स्टेशन आई सीन the way it has been done in the worldly life and the events karne hai, so I can imagine how much effort is required. So mera bhi sawal hai,
he is mixing Hindi and English.
My
question is on the energy of intention and the energy of action.
If you want to perform the way things has been done here, I can imagine how much struggle and stress and effort within.
I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty listening to him.
And in Parayan, in Aptavan 4, Dada said that Bahav Shakti is a major influence.
Energy of intent is a very major force in Parayan 4.
Focus more on desired outcomes.
My question is,
share application of Bhav Shakti.
How can I apply Bhav Shakti, the energy of intention?
How do you apply Bhav Shakti?
How do you apply Bhav Shakti?
And major activities of work.
In major unfolding activities of our work.
Yeah.
Everybody here saying that I want to do work of Dada, and I want to do it sincerely without hurting anybody and without any kashais and without seeing any negativity of anyone else. And that is the intention. And if somebody gets hurt, the intention is not to hurt, and therefore one reverses through pratikraman. And this is a work of service. And so the nishchay, the decision is that I want to do it without any kashais, and slowly the result will come accordingly, and that I want to do it with oneness and with love. And that is the energy of intention, is it? And there might be, when you don't have anybody to support you, or when there are other workers are not helping you, you are all alone in your country, then you can say, "Oh Dada Bhagwan, grant me the energies to really do something in a positive manner," for other words. And then if any adversity that arises, grant me the energy to see the self in him or her as capital, and not to really enter into any kashai mode or to any sense of doership. That's all. Next one. That is the Bhav Shakti. So the Bhav Shakti is happening when there is collective activity or when there is nobody to help you. Next one, Jhansi? Yes, Dr. Jhansi. Go there. Achha, toh. Anup, yeah, right, yeah, this is Anup bhai jajo. This Dr. Jhansi, our friend, she is a cardiologist in LA area, Los Angeles.
After receiving yang, can you have a new power, or you cannot, because you already are a pure soul?
So that's a good question. He says, can you really have a new form? New form means a new body complex.
Yeah. Keeping our power for Brahmacharya.
Because of our intentions for Jagat Kalyan and Brahmacharya and Pratikramans. And the five Agnas, that creates a very subtle causal body for the next life.
So the bond for Brahmacharya can be there.
Yes,
and it's can, a, though even if it's a new bond, you can have.
And we will continue in for next life.
Okay. How about, can you have, because I know that I'm not going to Mahabaleshwara next life. It's going to be a few lives before I go. So
I know that I'm not going to Mahavidyakshetra next life. I'm going to be around for a couple of lives. You can have the intention for Jagat Kalyan, for the salvation of the world.
Whatever body is called, body you will get.
Whatever body.
Through that body we can have work for world salvation.
Okay.
And we can remain in the
stage of church. So you can certainly have intentions for Jagat Kalyan, and you'll come back to help the world. So if you have Brahmacharya and Jagat Kalyan,
but not other vows like I want a good health, or I want to be a compassionate person. You cannot have all those things, because
if you bow for Jagat Kalyan, all the baggage will come.
All the baggage will come. If you do Jagat Kalyan bow, all the associated intentions will automatically come, because you are asking for somebody else but not for yourself. Let us complete it, says Deepak Bhai. Let us complete it now. Now we will take your questions later, yes, because I think there's a whole bunch of questions. Let us do the Vidhi. Let us do the Vidhi, that which is worth doing. Tatma chu shuddhatma 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 chu, 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 Shuddhatma chu. Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Sasiva Kwai. Let us just continue to see what the discharge is, and that the filled stock is discharging, that is all. And let us do a beautiful samayik on that only, okay? Jai Sachidanand. Okay.